Any other comments about management of the axilla and early stage breast cancer in the patient who's not getting neoadjuvant therapy? Anything new in terms of that?
So, I mean, obviously, the standard of care is to perform lymphatic mapping and send lymph node biopsy. We still do a dual mapping. There's some new agents that are percolating, magnetic agent like Centimag that hasn't been approved yet, but there was a trial that showed similar characteristics with a radiocolloid. There is indocyanine green, some other agents of mapping. So that's some research there. But in general, we do that. We do that pretty routinely now. Sending lymph node biopsy is the standard of care for patients with clinically negative axilla. Now, what gets a little tricky is, obviously, as you know, the ACOSOC Z11 trial showed that even if the sentinel node, one or two sentinel nodes are positive, completing the axilla dissection would not improve outcomes. That's the Armando Giuliano papers. And so for lumpectomy patients that meet the Z11 criteria, then we actually do not complete the axilla dissection, even if the one or two sentinel nodes are positive. So for those patients that present with clinically negative axilla and have breast-conserving surgery, we don't even do intraoperative assessment for those patients. We just take the sentinel nodes, do permanent evaluation. If they're negative grade, if one or two has some disease, then we don't go back because we rely on radiotherapy to the breast essentially to control the disease. And the Z11 has shown clearly that there is no benefit besides obviously adding morbidity by the axilla dissection. So we have minimized essentially the need for an axilla dissection for patients upfront. Now, for mastectomy patients, we still do intraoperative assessment in our institution. And if we find the sentinel node to be positive, then you have to make a decision whether you dissect the axilla or you rely on radiotherapy. If you're fairly certain that the patient will get radiotherapy anyways, then you probably don't need to dissect the axilla based on the AMAROS trial because the outcome of those patients was the same if they got radiotherapy or they got completion axilla dissection, but the lymphedema rate was lower with radiotherapy. On the other hand, though, the guidelines suggest that if you don't think that you're going to give radiotherapy to the patient after mastectomy, then you're better off sometimes to dissect the axilla to avoid the radiotherapy, particularly for patients who have reconstruction. Let's say if one has one positive node and then you take another, let's say, seven or eight nodes that are negative, if everybody agrees that you don't need to give radiotherapy for such a patient, then you can essentially avoid more morbidity by doing that versus doing an axilla dissection.